Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Today's daf is daf Yud Tes. We're holding the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Ches Amid Beis. 3 lines from the bottom of the Mishnah. Ein kois vin shtori choy b'moyit. Vim ein am aminoi. V'she'en la mayoichal harize yichtoif. As you recall, yesterday in the Mishnah, we enumerated a whole bunch of shtoris, which one is allowed to go and write on Chol HaMoed. Our Mishnah says that one should not write a shtar choiv, that's a loan document, such as a note, should not be written Chol HaMoed. Vim einam aminoi, however, if he does not trust him, in other words, the Malva says, I'm happy to lend you the $100, but how do I know that you'll give them back? Well, we'll see, I'm not sure, blah, blah, blah. So the Malva wants to have a written document showing that he owes him the money, and since the loiva needs the money, you're allowed to write such a shtar on Chol HaMoed. Oy she'en le'mayoichal. The ein le'mayoichal is not going on the loiva, it's going on the soifer. The soifer comes by and says, Rabbeisai, I need parnasa, I'm really desperate, I don't have any more shtarei kiddushin, gittin, shoivrim, daitiki to write, maybe you can give me a hand. They said, perfect, you came in perfect timing, because the loiva wants to borrow money, please write out a shtar choiv. Now, then harizei yichtoiv, you're allowed to do that to give the person parnasa, because the soifer ain't la mayoicha. Ain't koisin svarim tefillin mezuzis b'moy. You're now going to go and write a sefer Torah, or tefillin, or mezuzis on chol HaMoed. Vein magian ois achas afilu b'sefer Ezra. And you're now going to be magia. If you have a soifer who is magia, magia means to review a sefer for the purpose of fixing any mistakes. You're not allowed to do that, even if you're talking about Sefer Ezra. What is the Sefer Ezra? So Rashi has two pshatim. Pshat number one is Sefer Torah Shel Ezra. In other words, the Sefer Torah of Ezra HaSoifer, Ezra from Ezra and Nehemiah that brought up Klal Yisrael at the times of the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash, the Bayis Hasheni. Ezra had a Sefer Torah. That Sefer Torah obviously is Yikar HaMetzius, that is a very, very precious Sefer Torah. If one had it today, it would obviously be worth many, many millions of dollars. Anyway, so that Sefer Ezra, if there was a problem with one of the oisius, that it was getting dried and was one of the oisius is falling apart, and you had to go be magiyat, don't do it on Chol HaMoed. Now that's the first girsa. There's another girsa brings Rashi, that it's not Sefer Ezra, but it's Sefer Azara. And the aleph should be removed and put a hay in instead. Now what is Sefer Azara? Says Rashi, let's take a look at the Rashi, about 7 lines from the bottom. Afilu b'sefer Ezra, Sefer Torah shel Ezra, v'ani shamati. Azara b'hay, upirish, Sefer Muga, hoye b'azara. There was a Sefer that had been carefully reviewed many times in the Azara. Shemimenu hoye magiyim kol sifrei goyla. When anybody had a shayla about a Sefer Torah, how do you write it? With the vav, without a vav, with the yud, without a yud, the exact spelling, this way, that way. They looked up that Sefer Torah, which was the Sefer in the Beis HaMikdash, and that was considered to be the classic Sefer Torah for our Mesorah. Any Sefer had any Shailas, they took out that Sefer Torah. What if they used the Sefer Torah throughout the year? Every year they used it once, and that was on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol would read from it portions of Achrei Mois, because of the Seder HaVoida on Yom Kippur, as well as it was used once every 7 years by the Melech at the time of Hakel. This coming Sukkis, hopefully the Melech will read from that Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah Shel Azar. Anyway, neither of these Svarim, no matter how precious each one of these is, are you allowed to be magia on Chol HaMoed. If there's a problem, you'll be magiyat after Yom Tov, not on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, koisiv adam tefillin mezuzas le'atzmai. Although you're not allowed to go and do it for schar, in other words,
commercial.
Oh, for commercial use. However, if you have a soifer that wants for his own personal use, tefillin or mezuzos, that is permissible. Now, before we continue, as you can well imagine, there is a lot of Torah written on this piece, because it is suggesting that the person needs the tefillin now on Chol HaMoed. And we know in many communities we don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And this would seem to be a classic raya that you do. Because if you don't need the tefillin on Chol HaMoed, why are you riding the tefillin on Chol HaMoed? So you don't even have to go very far. The Tosis here on Yud Tes Amud Aleph already discusses this at some length. We're not going to go through the whole Tosis, but we'll just take out little bits and portions. This long Tosis on Yud Tes Amud Aleph, it starts almost halfway down, Rabbi Yossi Oimer. The Tosis is over narrow lines, middle wide lines, and the big wide lines. So first look at the second of the middle wide lines. At the end of the line, it says, Ve'ein raya mikan. Brother Shah, you have that? Ve'ein raya mikan. That's on the second and third line of the middle wide lines. You have that, Daniel?
Yes, sir.
And you test some of that?
Yes, sir.
Ve'ein raya mikan?
Well, obviously, not, line, yeah.
But not everybody has it. These are called the middle wide lines, and this is the second and third.
Okay, got it.
Good. Excellent.
Go on, thank you.
My pleasure. So ve'ein raya mikan, says Tosfos, shemutar laniach tefillin, that one is mutter, or one is allowed to, or one should wear tefillin. The Dilma Ramei of Rabbi Yehuda l'tamayu desfir lehu beperek hamoitzei tefillin, the Shabbos man tefillin. As we know, there is a machloikis throughout Shas, based in Erev and another couple of places, whether or not Shabbos is man tefillin. Obviously, the psak is that Shabbos is not man tefillin. However, there are those among the Tanoim that hold Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. If Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, then Yontif is Zman Tefillin, and Chol HaMoed is Zman Tefillin. But since we paskin that Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin, says Tosfos, so very, very possibly we would hold that in fact, not like a Yehuda, that you cannot write Tefillin on Chol HaMoed because there's no need for it. That's the first part of Tosfos. Now, skipping a whole bunch of lines, if you go now to the real wide lines, and now we're into the middle of the fourth wide line of this Tosfos. Ubahalachas Gedolus. Do you have that, Brother Shai?
Yes.
Bahalachas Gedolus, what's commonly called the Bahag. Pasak di Asula Niach Tfil Mechalashil Moyed. You're not allowed to. Uletam Shimon Mayed Shabbos Yom Toivim Yom Yamima. Mistaver Shaper to Mamay Cholish on Moyed, Lamanded the Dorish, Milacholi Ois, Yotish Abbasavim Toivim, Shehain Baatsman Ois, Yeshloim Milafishin Oisimulacha. What Tosis is saying is, how do we talk and know according to those Mandiyamrim that hold that Shabbos is Lav's Mantvillain? Because at the end of Kaddishli Kol Bachar, it says Miyomim Yomima. This is Machlokes Gemara, what that is referring to. One holds it's referring to the Korban Pesach, because right before that it talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim and Korban Pesach. And others say Yom Yomim is referring to Shabbos and Yontif, and these words Yom Yomim is coming to exclude Shabbos and Yontif. So Mistaber, according to that man, the Yomer, that the Mamay Chol HaShomayim, just like Shabbos and Yontif is Nisma'et, is excluded, so too is Chol HaMoed, and therefore, just like we don't wear in Shabbos and Yontif, don't wear Tefillin in Chol HaMoed. Well, man, the Dorish milchol yois says vayu lchol yois ayoncha yotze shabbos yom tovim, because they themselves are called ois, and therefore beini bein bnei Yisrael ois heili yoylan kishes shemus Hashem shemay vesurat. So therefore they are called ois. Yeshloim lefishein oisin malacha kim bedover ha'oved. Meaning, in which respect is it an ois that you don't go and do malacha? Here too, also you don't do malacha. So therefore, it should be very similar to Shabbos and Yom Tov, that those are excluded. Chol HaMoed is also excluded. And then Tosfos says that perhaps that's not the reason. Avakasha l'mayt v'rishas li'el, the malacha b'chol ha'moed midrabanan, heichim ha'mayt lehu. If the whole iser of doing malacha on Chol HaMoed is midrabanan, remember that's a hot potato, because Rashi back on Daf Bey said that the issue of doing Malach and Chol HaMoed is min ha-toira. Other Rishonim disagree, they say it's midrabanan. Anyway, so if that's the case, and then you're allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed according to Tosfos, it's only midrabanan you're not allowed to. It's very bizarre, so how come you don't go and wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Yesh loy mahoyu v'oichel matzah v'yoyshe besukah ein tzarech ois. In other words, the ois is not only reflected in the Isra Malacha, the Ois is reflected in the fact, what are you doing Chol HaMoed? If it's Pesach, I'm not eating chametz, I'm eating matzah. If it's Sukkis, I'm sitting in the Sukkah, I'm not sitting at home. So does the Chalein an Ois, so you don't need an Ois. And so therefore, Chol HaMoed would be Potter and Tefillin, just like Shabbos and Yom Tov. Anyway, you have a Zuk to Menmei.
What's the Bahag? So what's Shabbos Gemara then? What's the Bahag? There's no Chiyuv Tefillin, so why in the Mishnah did it say, because it's Torah?
So there are two answers. Answer number one is like Tosis said earlier, because these man diyamer hold that Shabbos is man tefillin. However, we the Paskin Shabbos loves man tefillin, we would not wear tefillin. And number two, that it could be that the person needs tefillin immediately on Isruchak, and he can't wait until Isruchak to start writing the tefillin. So he writes the tefillin on Cholam Moed. So you should have it ready right after Yantar. Anyway, there's a lot of raid. If you want, Maharim Makoy missed the.
What's the
art score brings a whole bunch of
them.
In other words, yeah.
So that's why we.
He's saying that's the reason why you would not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. There is no ois represented or reflected by an issa malacha, because you're allowed to do malacha, says toisis min ha-toira on Chol HaMoed, it's only midrabanan. So then, it's much different than Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov is an ois, that's why you don't wear the ois of tefillin. What about Chol HaMoed? So toisis says, could be you don't need the ois, because it's a shtickl yontif by the fact that you're conducting yourself in accordance with the yontif that you find yourself. That you're eating matzah on Pesach, and you're eating in the sukkah on sukkah, so therefore it's a shtickl yontif even without the ois, and therefore that would be enough to pat you from having to wear tefillin. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, top of the Amud, so the Behuda said on the bottom of the Amud, you can go and write tefillin mezuzah li'atzmai for personal use. And on top of the Amud, v'tove al yereichoi tcheles litzitzisoi. Same thing applies. If you're making tcheles for tzitzis, then you're allowed to go v'tove al yereichoi. Now, normally when you want to go and put together tcheles, you are twisting together different strands and different threads to go and make them into tcheles threads and then to add them to the tzitzis. When you would do that type of twisting and spinning, you would normally do it with a pelech. A pelech in English is called a spindle. If you want to know what a spindle looks like, I'm sure if you go into a Google search, you'll find all different types of pictures of spindles. We talk about a spindle. Can you get me the sitter there? Right back here.
It's a sitter.
Perfect. That's what I'm looking for, the sitter. Shkoyach. For those of you who are wondering what is a spindle called in Hebrew, so we're going to have it in the Gemara, another few lines, it's a pelech. Where do we find this word pelech? We say it on Friday nights in the Eishes Chai in the Imtzah. Brother Shai has already reminded us of the Pasuk. It says, Yodeha Shulcha Vakishar Dechapeha Tomchu Falech. The fellow that we're talking about, this is a spindle that you use for spinning thread into strands and into threads. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Zaki Morris, you have to do it b'derech shinoi. You cannot do it with your fingers. You can't do it with your pelech, with your spindle. You have to go and put it on your yerech, on your thigh, and then work with it that way, although that's kind of clumsy and unusual and difficult, but that's a shinui to do on Chol HaMoed. Ezoki Mo'at Tan Rabban. Koizav Adam Tvelim Mezuzas Li'atzmoi V'tove Al Yereichoi Tcheles L'Tzitzisai U'L'Acherim B'Toiva. If you want to do it for yourself, for personal use, no problem. If you want to do it for others, that's also okay, but as long as you're not charging, if you're doing it for a toiva, for a favor, that's okay. Tivrame. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Ma'arim U'moicher Esheloi V'chois V'chois Li'atzmai. Says Rabbi Yehuda, I have an Eitzah that would allow for the Soifer to write multiple Tefillin and Mezuzois Li'atzmai. A person only needs one pair of Tefillin for himself. Says Rabbi Yehuda, you know what? The person could sell his own Tefillin to someone else. He's not writing his own Tefillin, it's already written. You've got to go and sell that. Now, normally you're not supposed to go and do any financial transactions on Chol HaMoed, but at Dvar Mitzvah, you'd be allowed to go and sell. So therefore he can go and sell his own tefillin, and then he'll say, uh-oh, I don't have any tefillin left. And then he goes and writes a tefillin li'atzmai. Yes, is this haroma? Yes, it is. Says Rabbi Yehuda, this type of haroma is permissible. Ma'arim, a person can make such a haroma. Haroma, you probably don't want to know what haroma. Such a trick. Literally means like something, matter of deception. Right. But this is a permissible deception, if you will. That what? He can go, Moichesh Loi, sell his own tefillin and mezuzahs, and chonish. Mishnah says, v'koy, 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 Rabbi Yosi Omer Koizel Moicher Kedarki Kedei Parnasase. Rabbi Yosi said, "Nah, you don't need to come on to tricks. You don't need to come on to any Eitzes. You can go and write normally like a normal Soifer Kedei Parnasase. Kedei Parnasase sounds like the minimum that one needs. However, Rashi says no. According to Rabbi Yosi, you're allowed to go and write as many as you want, even Kedei Harvacha." See Rashi in the third line, Barvacha, to make extra income. We're not talking about a person who's desperate and has nothing to eat. Even if Baruch Hashem, he's comfortable, he's allowed to go and write the Sefer Torah, Mezuzah, well, not Sefer Torah, but Tefillin Mezuzahs on Chol HaMoed, no problem. Says the Gemara Vayta, Oyder Le Rav Le Rav Chananel, the Amri Le Rav Barba Bechonel Le Rav Chananel, Halacha, Koisel Moichi Darkei, Kedei Parnasosai. In other words, they both paskin like Rabbi Yosi, you can be Koisel Moichi Kedarkei. Vayta, V'tov Al Yereichoi Tcheiles, Tan Rabban, Tov Adam Al Yereichoi Tcheiles Le Tzitzisoi, Avaloi Bi Evan. What means with an Evan? Rashi says, Evan, Shetoyle Bechut, Kedei Shiyuchal, Le Shoyzre Yofa. Apparently what they used to do is attach small pebbles to some of the strands, some of the strings, the threads of the tzitzis, and that would hold it down. And then when you wanted to go and twist and spin one with the other, it would be much easier because they wouldn't just all fly up in the air. After all, we're talking about flimsy thread. So to go and give it some sort of substance and weight, apparently they would go and tie some stones or pebbles to the bottom, and this would keep it down. It would be easier to go and now be shozer. Shozer means to go and twist the threads together. So, says the Gemara, says the Tanakama, you can put it on your eichai, put it on your leg to be able to try to maintain the balance of these strands so that they shouldn't all just fall apart. But you can't go and put the Evan on. Now you can put an Evan on as well. Yehuda says in the name of Reb Lezer, you are allowed to put an Evan. You're allowed to use an Evan, a stone, but not a Pelech. Pelech, again, as we said before, means a spindle. No, you can do it normally, totally normal, no problem. Evan bepelech. After we're doing a Dvar Mitzvah, we're not talking about stuff. So bottom line is, our Gemara comes out with coolest in both halachas. Number one, that you can go and be koisev kedarkoi umoichi kedei parnasosai. Not only to write tefillin mezuzahs for yourself, but you can write it for others and you can go and sell it. You don't have to make haromois. You don't have to give it to them as a favor. You can go and sell it like normal. And you're allowed to go and make the tzitzis like normal. You don't have to do it on your thigh. You don't have to go and do it with your fingers and with stones. You can do it with a pelech, with a spindle, as a person normally would do it. No problem.
So business as usual.
Business as usual for this Dvar Mitzvah, for Tefillin and Mezuzahs on Chol HaMoed.
For the Sofer, right?
For the Sofer. Good. So the Mishnah Vayta Koyves Meiso Ishloishi Yomim Koydim LeRegel Botlei Menu Gezeiras Shivo. Now we're talking about Lo Yaleinu V'Lo Yaleichem, someone Chas V'Shalom who has lost a close relative and first normally has to sit Shiva and then normally has the period of Shloishim during which the person is Osir Bigiluach Ubitichboises. Tichboises means laundry. So our Mishnah tells us, as we know, that there is a din that Regel cuts short the Shiva and cuts short the Shloishim. We paskin lemaisa today that even if the person has sat even for 5 minutes before Yom Tiv comes, that cuts off the Shiva. He doesn't have to sit any more Shiva. He is finished. Same thing is, even if the Shloishim has not been a full 30 days, the Yom Tiv would go and cut it short, and he doesn't have to continue.
So there's no resumption.
No resumption. And I had this, unfortunately, with my own father, Zechana Bracha. My father passed away a day before Erev Rosh Hashanah. We took the body to Eretz Yisrael on Erev Rosh Hashanah. I'm sorry, on the day before Erev Rosh Hashanah, we arrived at Lud at 2 o'clock Erev Rosh Hashanah in the afternoon. We got to Har Menuchos at 3 o'clock. The Chevra Kedisha did it very quickly. The burial was finished by 3:40 in the afternoon, and my brother and I sat there in the Beis HaChaim until 4 o'clock for 20 minutes. Yom Tov was at 6 o'clock, so the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah cut the Shiva short. We only had to sit 20 minutes. Then after that, a few days later, was of course Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur ended the Shloshim. So that's the case of our Mishnah, that Yom Tov cut short both the Shiva, and then subsequently the next Yom Tov cut short the Shloshim. There's a Chuvas Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer writes that a person who has a shortened Shiva is a Simen Yofa to the Nifter, because part of the Inyan of Shiva is a Tikkun HaNefesh, Aliyas Neshama for the Nifter. By not having to sit Shiva is a Simen that the Neshama didn't need that additional atonement, that additional Aliyas Neshama. So he's taking Chuvas. Anyway, beginning back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah doesn't hold that halacha. We're going to talk more about the halacha tomorrow. But rather, our Mishnah holds that it only cuts short Shiva if a person has already sat Shiva for 3 days. Of course, that doesn't really make sense. Shiva means to sit 7 days. But you know what we mean when you say sit Shiva, that a person sits in mourning. As long as a person has sat 3 days, that's already enough. And then the regular will cut it short. However, if the person has only sat Shiva 1 day or 2 days, and then there's the Yontif, it doesn't cut it short, but after Yontif is over, it resumes. You continue on with the Shiva after Yontif. So that's what the Mishnah says. A koivres meisai, shloishi yom, kodin l'regel. You had the kvuris of meis. Why? Because the sitting of Shiva only begins after the meis was buried. So the meis was buried. It's 3 days Koidim l'regel, 3 days before Yom Tov. Since he already sat 3 days, Rashi says that's already a Ikar Avelis is the first 3 days. So you're ready with Yoitza. Shiva is finished. But Leimen Ugzeira Shiva. Mishnah continues. What happens if there's already been, you've already sat, if Chas Shalom, a person has already sat 7 days, and the 8th day has begun, meaning that Erev Yom Tov is Yoim Hashmini. So he already sat the full Shiva. The next day is Yom HaShmini of his Shloishim that came out on Erev Yontif. Since he began the Shloishim, but Lemenigzer Shloishim, Shloishim is over. Nesha Amru, because there's a general rule, Shabbos Oila V'Einim Afsekis. Your regular Shabbos is Oila, meaning is counted towards the 7 days of Shiva, but doesn't end the Shiva. So if a person is sitting Shiva, L'moshel Chvais, starting from Monday, and he's going to go and sit on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. So Shabbos, of course, one doesn't sit Shiva on the ground, it's Shabbos. However, it's Oila, the minyan Shiva, that the next morning, on Sunday morning, the Shiva will end. He doesn't have to go yet another day. But it doesn't stop the Shiva. The Shiva continues and it resumes post-Shabbos, as we all know from common experience. Regalim are mafsikin the Einan Oilin. Now, what does that mean? So, regalim are mafsik that we've already said in the Mishnah. That, for instance, if it was already 3 days before the regel, and then the regel starts, then the regel ends, you don't have to go and resume Shiva, and Shiva is finished. Aledit, mafsik, finished. If it was only 2 days, then it's not mafsik. What is the halacha? Says the Mishnah, the Einan Oilin. After Yom Tov is over, you're going to have to resume. So if a person had 2 days Shiva pre-Yom Tov, and Yom Tov starts, take a break. No question. A person doesn't sit Shiva during Yom Tov, not during Chol HaMoed. But after Yom Tov is over, boom, back to 5 more days Shiva, because it's Einan Oilin. Those days of Yom Tov are not Oila towards the 7 days. That's how Rashi learns in one of the 2 pshatim. Rashi has another pshat as well. Let's take a look at the Rashi. V'ein oilin. Well, let's go Rashi earlier. V'haragolim mafsikin. Almost halfway then. Haragolim mafsikin. So to Rashi. T'chikov ha-meitzah shloshi yom koidim ha-regel. If the person already was koivir his mess 3 days before, which means that he already sat 3 days Shiva, mafsik ha-veilis legamri, ul'ach ha-regel ein mashlam klub. Since you already did ikr of the ha-veilis, you're finished. You're not mashlam. You don't have to resume after the regel. Now, what does it mean, the Mishnah Ve'in Oilin? Dechikover Meisai B'toich HaRegel. Oh, what happens if Chas V'Sholom Lo Yaleinu, person loses a family member during Yom Tov? What's the halacha now? Le'batlim Yemenu Gzeir Shiva. So then he still has to be Noheg Shiva after Yom Tov is over. Ein Yemei HaRegel Oilin Minyan Zayin Yemei Avelus. The Yemei HaRegel are not part and parcel of Yemei Avelus. You don't count those days. Rather, after Yom Tov is over, you're going to have to start your normal regular Shiva Zuyis Svarasi. If I'm not mistaken, the minig is that Yom Tov takes away one day and you only have to sit 6 days after the Yom Tov. But Lamaisa, it's Ein Oila, it doesn't take away, you don't count it like Shabbos, but you start your Shiva after Yom Tov ends. That's one pshat. The Hetik Matzasi, I found in a Hetik, I don't know exactly what a Hetik means, it sounds like notes or a Machberis of some sort.
Maybe to copy.
Copy, what do you think? I understand, but you think there was a copy machine with a Xerox or
no,
whatever?
No, but...
whatever. So you found the copy. What does it say in the copy? Copy of what? Chvesnish. Ve'in oilin, duchi kovres meis, shnei yom lefnei regel, what we spoke about before. If the kvur semes was 2 days before, delay bot lemimenu gzeir shiva. The gzeir shiva is not bottle. Ein yimei regel oil leminyan shivas yimei aveloi, eliachar regel tzorech leishiv, hey, you may avelis lahashlim shnei yomim shenoag lefnei regel. That's what we spoke about just a minute ago. That chas v'sholom, if it was only 2 days before Yom Tov, and now you have to continue and resume the avelis after Yom Tov, you don't get any benefit of the Yom Tov days. 2 days before, 5 days later, that's what it means in the Mishnah. The einon oil.
There's no credit.
No credit. So therefore, the einon oil has two pshatim. According to the first pshat of Rashi, in Oilu means if Chas V'Shalom Mes passed away during Yom Tov, then you only start your Shiva after Yom Tov, and you don't count any of the days of Yom Tov towards the 7 days. While the second pshat of Rashi was that if you already sat Shiva 2 days before, you resume after Yom Tov, and you count another 5 days. You don't count any of the intervening Yom Tov days as part of the Shiva.
So you certainly don't sit Shiva during Chol HaMoed.
That's Kul Yamid.
Right, so if somebody were to, God forbid, lo aleinu, someone's an iftar first day of Sukkos, they have to wait for the entire breadth of Sukkos?
And then they start the Shiva after Yom Tov is over. Correct. Reb Elazar Oimer, Mishachor Beis HaMikdash, Atzeres Kishabbos. Atzeres, as we know, is Shavuos, and Atzeres, as you know, is only 1 day. Okay, so didn't we just say in our Mishnah that if Yom Tov comes, then the Regel goes and cuts short the Gezeres Shiva and the Gezeres Shloish. Gezeres Shiva, if you already sat for 3 days, if it's a Yom HaShmini, the Regel cuts it short. But Atzeres is not a Sukkos or Pesach, it's only 1 day. So Reb Elazar says when the Beis HaMikdash was still standing, the Atzeres in a sense was 7 days. Why? Because you had Tashlumin Kol Shiva. If you didn't bring your Oilus or Iyo or Shami Chagiga on Yom Tov on Atzeres, you can continue bringing it for a week after Atzeres. So it had a shtickle din like Pesach and like Sukkis, and therefore it would go and be Mafsik and would end the Shiva or the Shloshim. However, now that the Beis HaMikdash is no longer standing, so there is no din of Tashlumin, except for the famous minig of No Tachnun, exactly. But other than that, that Tzeres is over, so therefore Reb Elazar says there's a din like Shabbos, and therefore it's not Mafsik, and presumably it's Ola, just like we had in the Mishnah. Rashi says, Ola the Eina Mafsikis. Just like Shabbos. Gamliel Aymer, Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim, Kira Golem. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is like Regel, is like Yom Tov, and therefore it does cut short the Shiva and or the Shloish. I disagree with both the Reb Elazar and Rav Gamliel. And what? El Atzeres Kirigol. Because after all, Atzeres is a regal. Whether it's a 1 day regal, a 7 day regal, it's a regal, it's a Yom Tov. Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim is Kishabos. It's only 1 day Yom Tov and it's not Sholish Regalim. What's the reason for all of this? Mi'at Shem, we'll see in the Gemara, not today, but in Mi'at Shem tomorrow, the next day. Zok Dimar. We started off the Mishnah and we said that if a person was already B'yoyim Hashmini on Erev Yom Tov, bat lahemenu gezeiras shloishim. So Yomara now has an interesting machloikis, Omer Rav, gezeiras batlu. Yomim loy batlu. You're telling me that the regel is mafsik the 30 days, it's batlu, what's the Lashon HaMishnah? Shmoina batlu hemenu gezeiras shloishim. Yeah, the gezeiras yomim of shloishim, that's taka batlu. But the yomim are not batlu. What does that mean? V'chein amar v'huna, gzeir is batlu, yomim le batlu. Rav Sheshe somar, afili yomim nami batlu. What's gzeir is, what's yomim? I don't understand. So it's gemara, my time a yomim le batlu. So Rashi says, my time over here doesn't mean what's the reason. But rather, the gemara is asking, I don't understand what you're talking about. Rashi says, be'eze inyin le batlu yomim, in which respect? If you're telling me the gezeira is bottle, then it's bottle. What is this yomim le bottle? What does that mean? Shemloi gilach erev a regel, osa legaleach achar regel. What the Gemara is telling us is, the Chachamim said that the regel is taken mafsik. What happens when the regel is mafsik? Now you have an opportunity on Erev Yontif to go quickly take a haircut. If it was the eighth day of the person's Shiva, doesn't make sense. Shiva ended the day before. Shmini Yom Shmoina is now on Erev Yontif. Since our Mishnah says it cuts short the Gzeira, no, schnell, go to the barber, take a haircut. What happens, however, if the person dilly-dallied and he did not take a haircut on Erev Yontif? Uh-oh! Then the Yomim return, and he's going to have an Isser Giluach after Yontif. What these two man, the Yomim, Rav and Rav Huna, are saying is, seize the opportunity! Because the Chachamim said that on Yom Hashmini, if that comes out on Erev Yontif, but loymen exerish loyshim, nu shnel, take the opportunity to take your haircut, take the opportunity to do your kvisa, and do those things that normally you would not be permitted to do in Shloshim. However, if you are saying, and you didn't go and take a haircut, and you didn't do laundry, which means basically, either you don't care, or it's not so important to you, guess what? Then the Gzeirah Shloshim will return, and you'll no longer be able to make Galeach even after the regel for Shloshim Yom. It sounds almost like a shtickl knas. In other words, we've given you this opportunity.
Who gave you this opportunity? Why do you have this opportunity?
Because the Chacham said that when you have regular, such a big simcha, it cuts short the days of avelus. Remember, the whole dinim of Shiva and Shloshim, these are derabbanan, these are
derais. It cut short the Shloshim, is still in effect.
If
so you're saying you
please look back at the Mishnah. Yep. The second line. Shmoina batlu heimenu gezeirat Shloshim. Shmoina means if the eighth day since the Kvura, meaning that the Ovel has already sat 7 days, yesterday was the last day of Shiva, today is Shmoina and today is Erev Yontif, the Mishnah says, oh, since it's now Yontif, just like Yontif cut short Shiva, Yontif cut short Shloshim.
Right.
Says our Gemara, say both Rav and Rav Huna, when does it cut short the Shloshim? If you use the opportunity given to you by the Chachamim in shortening the Shloshim, when do you have that opportunity? Today, on Erev Yontif, go and take a haircut. Today, go and do your laundry, the Kavod Yontif. You said, no, mo, bo, shmul, says Rav and Rav Huna, if that's the case, you didn't take the opportunity, you didn't take advantage of this, then it's chozer, this din of Shloshim resumes after Yontif is over, and you won't be able to do Giluach for the next 30 days. Look at Rashi. See Rashi?
Yeah.
Three lines to the bottom. My time in Yomim Leibatlu, Kaloyma Be'ezi Inyan Leibatlu Yomim. In which respect? What do you mean Leibatlu Yomim? Shem Leigilach Erev Regel. Tachi Batlu Gezeri Shloshim. The Iboya Leil the Giluche Erev Regel. He could have, would have, should have gone to take Yigiluach Erev Regel. But like Yilach, he didn't. Asal Galeach Acha Regel Kol Shloshim Yoyim. The Shloshim Yoyim returns. So it's kind of hovering in midair. In fact, the earlier Rashi that we didn't learn says that expression. If you look at Rashi right after the beginning of the Gemara, Gezeiras, it's a second wide line. Gezeiras Shloshim Batlu, Av Yom Le Batlu. Shloshim Yoyim Le Batlu, Da'ai Da'in Tluyim Va'oimdim. They're hovering in midair, hanging over your head, wondering, are you going to take the advantage of using this hefsik to go and take a haircut today? Or are you not going to take advantage? If you're not going to, you lose it. You use it or you lose it. If he didn't use it, he loses it. And then for the next 30 days after Yontif, you still have the din of
Shloshim.
No, that's not because Rav Sheshit disagrees. Rav Sheshit come afil yom nami batlu, even the yomer also batlu. By the way, as we said, that's the Mishnah and the Gemara is talking about Giluach, but the bottom Toysi says that the same thing applies to Kibbutz and Rechitza. Use the opportunity on Erev Yontif to go and take a shower, to take a bath, to go and do Kvisa, but if you didn't, you'll lose it.
So what if you do one of the options and you don't do all of them? Does it still...
That's, I think, the Toysi goes into that. You have to.
So if you take a shower but you don't take the haircut, is the Shloshim still over, or you...
That's a very good question. That's Lev Toysis deals with these issues. For homework. Tomorrow, if you don't mind, you'll give us a full
Like
full report is what Tosis said. Anyway, so getting back to the Gemara, Shlem Gilach, Oslik Lech, Acharek, talking more about Tanya. But Tanya often is, or on the Amid Beis of Boisai, but Tanya often is a Kasha, but here it's a Siyata, it's a Raya. And the Mishnah of this Brisa tells us exactly what we've just been learning. Ha Koyvres, Mesa, Shloisha, Yomim, Koydim, Leregil, Batle, Menu, Xeda, Shiva. That we've already learned numerous times in the Mishnah, the Gemara. If a person already sat Shiva for 3 days, so that was Iker Shiva, Rashi said in the Mishnah. Now that 3 days have passed, now regular is upon us. But Leminigzir Shiva, he doesn't have to sit the next 4 days. You're done. Finished. If it's Shemoyne Yom Kaim Leregel, in other words, Shiva already passed, Erev Yontiv is now Yom Hashmini. That's his, if you will, the first day of Shloshim. It's not the first day, it's the eighth day of Shloshim, but now he's knowing Shloshim. So, now that Baruch Hashem, that day was Erev Yontif, now it's Yontif at night, Gzeira Shloishim is over, Umigaleach Erev Regel. You don't have to wait until tonight. Obviously, you can't be Megaleach Erev Regel, so the person would be an Onus. He's allowed to be Megaleach on Erev Regel, on Yoim HaShmini. But now the key. Imloi Gilach Erev Regel. What happens if he didn't do that Giluach on Erev Regel? Also, the galeach acher regel, then he's not allowed to do giluach after the regel. Either you're not allowed to do giluach after the regel. Why not? Because you didn't take the time and the opportunity and the advantage of this heter, and therefore you got another 30 days after Yom Tov. Again, the shloishim was tluyim ve'oimdim hovering in midair, and boom, it hit this individual who didn't use the opportunity to go and take the haircut on Erev Yom Tov. Rabbi Shaul Omer, Mutar Galeach Acher Regel. Rabbi Shaul respectfully disagrees, and he says, no, you can continue to Megaleach Acher Regel, even though you were not Megaleach before the Regel. Shekeshem Shemitzah Shloisha Mevatelis Gzeder Shiva. Just like sitting 3 days Shiva is enough so that when it's now Erev Yontif, the din of Shiva ends, finished. Kach mitzvah Shiva mevatelis gzeirah shloishim. Same thing as if a person has already been knowing the full 7 days. That's mevatel the gzeirah shloishim, and it does not resume after Yom Tov, whether or not he took a haircut, or he did laundry, or he took a shower in Erev Yom Tov. All of that is not important, according to Abishol. The shloishim has ended because it's Erev Yom Tov. So that obviously shows and is reflective of what we learned back on the Omer Aleph, that there was a machloikis between Rav and Rav Huna and Rav Sheshes. So Rav and Rav Huna both said gzeira batlu yomim loy batlu, and it can come back after Yom Tov again. Or Rav Sheshes said no, it becomes batlu mevatel. Rav Sheshes would hold like Abishol. The top Tosis asked, the Marshal Chayesh said kitanoi. This machloikas amiroim is the same as the machloikas tanoim in this brisa. The Tanakama holds like Rav and Rav Huna, and Abishol holds like Rav Sheshes. Anyway, ayin shom in the top toises. Getting back to our Gemara, the Gemara is satisfied that we have explained the pshat of Gzeira Shloishim, that whether Yom Batlu or Loi Batlu, but the Gemara is upset, or not, I wouldn't say upset, the Gemara is asking. Until now in the Mishnah and the beginning of the Brice, we kept on saying, Shmoyne Yom Karnel Regel, Shmoyne Yom Karnel Regel. And now Abishol says, as long as it's Shiva, it's Mevatelis. He kept on saying Shmoyne, now he says Shiva. Vanan Shmoyne Tanan. How do you say Abishol Shiva? Isn't it Shmoyne? So tomorrow, because Abishol makes us a Yom Kikula, Yom Mashvi, Oyloy Lekan, Olekan. We had this Gemara already before, where Abishol says that Yom Mashvi is Oyloy Lekan, Olekan. What does that mean? Since Abishol holds Mixas Yom Kikula, which is of course our minhag Rabbeisai, if Chas Hasholem somebody is sitting Shiva, on Yom Hashvi, he gets up after Shachris, people are Menachem for the final time, and he gets up and then Shiva has ended. Now when does the Shmini, meaning when does the Shloishim begin? So according to the Tanakam, and according to our Mishnah, it begins the next day, or that night if you will, but not on the Yom Hashvi. Says Abishol, no. You finished off Shvi in the morning, and now you continue into the Shloishim. What difference does it make? The difference makes is whether now, if that Yom HaShvi is on Erev Yontif. According to Abishol, since you started already the Minhag of Shloishim, when? when Shiv ended in the morning, so now you're into Shloshim. Ah, Yontif cuts short the Shloshim, and you'll be able to go and have a haircut already now on Erev Yontif. You don't even have to wait until after Yontif. Cuts it short today. However, the Chacham say, no. You don't hold Mikseh Siyum Kekula. The Shiva goes the entire day. So then the new Shmini only starts that night or the next morning. That night next one is already Yontif. So you're stuck. You won't be able to go and take a haircut, and it doesn't cut short the Shloshim.
So the Shloshim continues after Yontif.
Exactly right. Zokti Gemara, Rav Chizkiya, Rav Avinah, Bar Shiva. Okay, so therefore we had a machlokes, and that's a mishol. Yemishvi oylekan olekan. Thank you. Rav Chizkiya, Rav Avinah, Bar Shiva. Halach Abishol, we paskin like Abishol. The mikdash yoyim kekula. Umoydim chacham leAbishol, kishachol shmini shaloi liois beShabbos erev aregel shemut legaleach beErev Shabbos. If the seventh day of Shiva falls out on erev aregel, then that's the machloikis between Abishol and the Chachamim, whether or not the regel would cut short the Shloshim according to Abishol. Yes, according to the Chachamim, no. But what happens if it's Yom HaShmini is on Erev HaRegel? Okay, so then everybody agrees that he obviously started into Shloshim, so the regel will cut it short. But what happens if Yom HaShmini on Erev HaRegel is Shabbos? In other words, Yontif is falling out on Matzah Shabbos on Sunday. Erev Aregel is on Shabbos. And that's the eighth day. Obviously, he's not going to be able to go and take a haircut on the eighth day on Shabbos. He'd like to go and do it, take a haircut on Yom HaShvi'i, which is Erev Shabbos. Yes, according to Abishol, there's no problem, because it's Ol Lekan Ol Lekan. But according to the Chacham, since you only start the Shloshim that night, which is Friday night, or on Shabbos day, with that being the case, so you wouldn't be able to have the benefit of regular cutting it short. Says Ravina Bar Shila, Amar Rav Chizkiya, Amar Rav Shmuel Shila, no, that even a Chacham would agree in such an unusual situation. Kishachol Shmini Shaloi Liois B'Shabbos Erev Regel Shemutal Galeach B'Erev Shabbos. Why is he Mutal Galeach B'Erev Shabbos? Because Mitzat Ikar then he would be able to go and do Digiluach on Erev Regel. Yeah, but it's Shabbos. Oh, see, he's an onus. He can't do it Erev Regel because it's Shabbos Kodesh, and therefore he's able to do it the day before on Friday. Special dispensation. Even the Chacham would agree in that case to Abishol. So to my command, as a hodi Amram Omer Rav, Ovel Kimin Sheomdu Menachem Mi Etzloi Mutabarachitza. Who's the one that holds that as soon as the Menachem get up from being Menachem and they say, okay, you Avelim can stand up, that's Mutabarachitza Kiman Ki Abishol. They paskin like Abishol that holds Mitzi Yom Kekulai, and therefore as soon as they get up, 10 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, whatever time Shachar sends and people have finished being Menachem. So from that point on, their shiv is over, they can go and take a shower.
You say we should walk around the block.
Yeah, that's
that the Menachem stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Our custom is it's not just that, he actually goes out.
You know, there is a custom to go around the block, but it's not brought today in the Gemara. Maybe we'll have it later. Yeah. Maybe it's put in later for him. But the Agamot just says that Nicham Avelim is now over. Yeah. It's only the Shiva in the morning. But that's enough, because according to Abishol, you're done. Umoydim Chacham. So Omer Abay Halach Abishol B'yoyim Shiva. Okay, so now we're going to say Halach Lamai. So what's the din? So Abay says Halach Abishol B'yoyim Shiva. Umoydim Chacham L'Abishol B'yoyim Shloishim. Damrin Mikzase Yoyim Kekulai. The Chacham agreed to Abishol in the case of Yom Shloishim, where now it's the 30th day. You don't have to wait until the end of the 30th day into the 31st day. 30th day is already mixed with Yom Kekulai, and therefore you can take haircuts, you can go and do Kvisa, you can go and do Rechitza, etc. Rav Amar, Haloch Abishol b'Yom Shloishim, v'en Haloch Abishol b'Yom Shiva. So Rav is arguing with Abaye in both Shiva and Shloshim. Where Abaye said Haloch Abishol b'yom Shiva, Rava says, no, ain't Haloch Abishol b'yom Shiva. Where Abaye said that everybody agrees b'yom Shloshim, the Mikdash Siyum Kekulai, Rava says only Abishol holds that way. We paskin like Abishol, but l'mais it's a machloikis. Whether b'yom Shloshim, your Mikdash Siyum, Nishk Mikdash Siyum, we paskin like Abishol. So, Kum t'chois halacha l'maisa between Abaye and Rava. Everybody agrees that halacha l'maisa Abishol, and therefore Yom Shloishim is Mikdash Yom Kekulai. But there's a machloikas that Gabe Yom Shvi, where the Mikdash Yom Kekulai. V'ne'edoi amri halach gabishol bezu bezu. We pass like gabishol both by shloishim and by shiva miktas yom kekulai. If Barry were here, he would remind us that Shmuel lived in Ne'edoi, and therefore it's not surprising that Ne'edoi learn like Shmuel. Well, where did we have Shmuel? Oh, the Yom Shmuel. Halacha Divya Meikel be'Ovel. The halacha is like the Divya Meikel be'Ovel, and just like by Avelis, we had this already yesterday, that when it comes to Avelis, we paskin like the Meikel. Here too, by the Ovel, we paskin like the Meikel, therefore both for Shiva and for Shloishim, make this a Yom Kekulayim. Now we keep on talking about Shloishim. Where does this Din Shloishim come from? Shloishim Yom Minolin Yalef Pera Pera Min Nozir. Ksivacha Rashechem Al Tifro. Uksivacha Gadol Pera Sa'ar Roishim Alan Shloishim Afkan Shloishim. Rashechem Al Tifro is referring to a pasuk by the Aaron Akoyan's children when, unfortunately, Nadav Avihu Nebuch passed away at the times of the Akamas HaMishkan. So now Aharon and his Bonav Hanoi Sarim Eloz V'Yisomar have now Din normally of Avelus. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Rasheichem Al Tifro. No, don't let your hair grow like a normal Ovel. Now the question is, how long is Tifro? How long is Pera? Uksiposim, we learn from Nozik Adel Pera Saroishai. Malan Shloishim Avkan Shloishim. Just like over there, Shloishim here is also Shloishim. Vaitim Vasim Nolan, how do I know by a Nozir Shloishim? Omer Amasna Stam Nazir Shloishim Yoim. That's normal. I'm afraid you want my timer. What's the basis? Oh my God, it's in the Pazik Kodesh here. Gadol Pera Sa'ar Roishai. What's the word? Yihia? Yihia Begematria. Tlosan have a very famous Yihia Begematria 30. Now that's our Gemara. And this Gemara, you can see on the side, it says Nozir Hei. If you look up Nozir Hei, the Rosh, who is on the side of the Gemara, not the Rosh in the back of the Gemara, but the Rosh of the Ezra Peters on the side of the Gemara, says that we don't really learn from Gematria because Gematria is not one of the Shloishes and Midas of Rabbi Shmuel that Daniel always says so clearly every morning, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer! You don't find there Gematria. And so therefore, says the Rosh, presumably it was some sort of Mesoira that they had, and then they were kind of made a Masmach Akra. Mendy, if you want, you have over here, Gemara Nozir, here in the Big Shas.
See,
what
about
have Hekesh. See? Oh, you look at Lafay, I'm sorry?
We also don't have
Hekesh. Yeah, it's also a problem. You raised that already a couple of weeks ago. Let's look here in the Gemara. Thank you, Mendy. In the Sechtes Nozir.
Hey.
We're looking it up on Daf. Hey, Omid Aleph. Okay. Rush is here on the side of the Gemara. Well, I'm going to show you. I have to find it myself. Oh. Stam Nazir Shloishim Yoim. Okay, well, how do we know that? Yira the Gematria Tolosan Haver. Yira the Gemara Gemirila. They had a Gemirila means a Masoira. Vas Machu Ahach Gematria. The Lami Yigimu Midasi. Shall turn the dresses, Spencer. Even though it's a Shein Ezach and it's a Naisa. Abba Lamaisa. Dosinish Halokha. We don't learn it from a Gematria. No such thing as learning from a Gematria because. But it's interesting, there is another Seder of the Midas Shatoyin Adrashis Ben.
Is there any Lashon Hara feedback that I can get?
Nothing that I hear. Rochus, I don't
see
Lashon
Hara.
I try to avoid it.
I know, I've done it.
I'm outside the show.
I'm wondering if there are feedback. I'm wondering, you know, what the feedback is like. What's your wife's impression?
Yeah. Was
very
lovely.
Okay. Her shoulders. Does she have her head on her shoulders?
Yeah, she said she's sitting very nicely.
We're just waiting briefly to look up at Mar Brochis, everybody, whoever's on Zoom. We're going to resume in a moment. Oh, much good. Thank you very, very much. Sorry for your tercha. Thank you for your tercha. In the beginning of Masechtas Brachos, as I'm sure you're all aware, after the Masechta ends, then you have what are called Klolei HaTalmud.
Yeah.
It's usually before the Rosh, and this Gemara apparently is after the Rosh. We're rushing to find it. But it's the wrong Gemara. Okay.
Well, where is it?
If we find it.
Yeah. It must be very important for the Sutton's trying to mess us up.
Exactly.
You know that. You got to find it.
Yeah, but you say an I am from the Yellen family. Rabbi Yellen.
Supposedly.
You're going to have to find the regular one. Indeed, this one is funny.
Is his son here?
What?
Is your son here? Your son.
Mm-hmm.
Is that supposedly?
Oh, Choshi Getrof. And then you finish. Okay, here in the back of the Gemara you have in the Sechtes Brachos. The old editions, it comes usually right after the Gemara. Here in this new edition, it's in the back of the volume. This is Shloishim Ushtayim Midois to Reb Lezer Benoish Reb Yosi Haglili. Reb Lezer, son of Reb Yosi Haglili, said instead of Yud Gimel Midas of Reb Yishmael, he has a cheshbon of 32 Midas altogether. And Mida number Choftes is Gematria. Minayin Shadorshim Gematria Biagoda. How do you know that you're Dorish Gematria? So first of all, he brings from the famous Megabi Agoda, he says we find by Eliezer, that says that Avram Avinu took Shmoina Osir Shloi Shmeyois, and Rashi and Chumash says that's the meaning of Eliezer. Eliezer came together with Avram Avinu to fight against the kings, and he's the 318. V'im letmurais ha'oisiais ha'kvar oma leifkami, okay, leifkami, etc. And then afterwards, ulai Rabbi Yishmael leidorish gematria, leidorish yihye gematria t'losin gabi nozir. Rabbi Yishmael doesn't darish in the gematria. So how does he know 30 days? Like the other mandiyomar in Masechtas Nozir, that how do you know that there are 30 days? Because it says the word nozir mit naziris 29 or 30 times in the Bosik, and that's how we know. So anyway, so this is Gematria, and if you want to take a look. So there's a machlokes there for Rishonim, what the din is of, it's not even Rishonim, it's of Tanoim, whether we're Deutish from Gematriois or not. Choftes, Gematria. Yeah, about halfway down.
Yeah.
He brings it to a year, metagematria, metagamtamasa. Okay, so the machlok is whether you can learn a halacha from a gematria. Parshat Pshat in the Gemara, yes, 30 days. However, you see the Rosh says, no such thing as learning from a gematria. Gematria is a wonderful thing, you know.
So what does the Rosh
mean? I'm sorry, Nahum?
How does the Rosh learn this?
The Rosh says that they apparently had a Masoira, that's the halacha, like halacha l'moish m'sinai, and Asmacha Akron, they found this year, and they said, oh, years, 30 days, I'm a chai. Very, very good. Okay. We know that it says by Amalek, that ein kisei sholim until Mechias Amalek. Kisei is chof samach alef. Chof and samach is 81. So we learned in this week's, we learned in Shabbos, in the Pasuk, it says, Es mispar yamecha amale. Yamecha is yud mem yud chav. That's 50. That's also 80. Oh, but it's missing the aleph. Because if it would be kisei, is 81. Yamecha is 80. Es mispar yamecha amale, says Kadosh Baruch Hu, when the time will come, Mashiach will come, I'm going to add the aleph. Aleph mole, I'm going to add to the yamecha to go and make it mole. Of course, that's a drash. But you see that there's a lot that you can do with gematrios. As mispa yamecha, that's a rebbe with us on Shabbos. The Kosher Rebbe.
On Rosh Hashanah, you shouldn't eat egos because it's also
chait. Exactly. So you see, there are a lot of things which are in halacha and minhagim, all based on these gematrios. Whether that's the actual limud or whether it's just an esmachta, that's the machlokes between the Rosh and the others. Anyway, getting back to Agmar Omer Vuna Breda of Yeshua. Hakol Moidim Kishechol Shlish Shaloi Liois Erev Regel. What happens if the third day of Shiva falls out on Erev Regel? Shos Berchitza Ada Erev. That you have to go, and it would be Os Berchitza Ada Erev. You'd have to wait until the end of the third day. Meaning that when we said in our Mishnah, 3 days is required before the Regel is Mafsik, we meant it. And it's got to be a complete 3 days. And what Rav Huna Rebbe Yeshua is saying is that even Abishol, who holds Mixas Yom Kekuloi, says that only on the 7th day and on the 30th day, but not on the 3rd day. You have to have 3 complete days before Regel to go and have the Regel be Mafsik. So therefore, Hakol Moedim Kishachol Shlish Shloim Yes Ever Egel. Also, Rechitza Erev. You'd only be able to do Rechitza that night. Obviously, you cannot go and take a shower on Yom Tov, and therefore Rashi says that means that that night you can go and take Bitsonon. Doesn't say whether you take the full body or just Panav Yad V'Raglav, but you can do it in cold water. Or Yom Tov Chol HaMoed, you wait until Chol HaMoed, and then you can Yirchatz B'Cham, and then you can go and take a proper shower.
So you can take a cold shower.
It could be, or maybe it means on the Panav Yad V'Raglav. Uh-huh. That's not so simple. Anyway, getting to Gemara, Amar Rav Nechemya, Brei Rav Yeshua, Atke Chasinu L'Rav Papi U'L'Rav Papa, Diyasvika Amri, Halach Geravuna B'Rav Yeshua. I saw Rav Papi and Rav Papa that they paskin like Geravuna B'Rav Yeshua, that the din of Mikzis Yom Kikulei only applies by Shiva and Shloshim and not on Yom Shlishi. Ikri Amid is another version, which is the same L'Halacha, but we turn around the Mandiyamram a little bit. This first lashon was Rav Nechemya b'Rei Rav Yosef saw Ashkechinu l'Rav Papi l'Rav Papa that they paskin like Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua. Now, according to the second version, Rav Nechemya b'Rei Rav Yosef Ashkechinu l'Rav Papi u'l'Rav Papa u'l'Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua tiyas v'ka'amri hakol moedim shivchal shishol yos erev regel shos brechitza ad ha erev. The only difference between the second version and the first version is that in the first version Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua said hakol moedim, then Rav Papi l'Rav Papa said, we agree with Rav Huna. And then Rav Nechemya said, I came by Rav Papa and Rav Papi, and I saw that they agreed to Rav Huna. According to the second, the Ikad the Amri, it's that Rav Nechemya saw all three of them together, Rav Papi, Rav Papa, and Rav Huna, and Rav Yeshua, and they all collectively said, Hakol Moedim, and Mechal Shlishi Shalai Yosef Regel, Osem Rechitza Ad Erev. I didn't even notice that. I thank you. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. I didn't notice that. Either it's a mistake or, in fact, it's intentional. That's the difference between the first version and the second. Thank you very much, Barry. I had not picked up on that difference between Mechem Rabbi Yeshua and Mechem Rabbi Yosef. I personally would think that it's probably a typo, but I have no authority to say that unless somebody else says it.
Was it Barry or the Israeli guy that lives in Yerushalayim?
No, Barry's here with us. Boyimene Abaya May Rabba. Abaya asked Rabba the following shaila. Kovri beregel. Regel oiloi leminyan shloishim. Oi ein regel oiloi leminyan shloishim. What does that mean? If chas v'shalom rachmon litzlon, someone passed away on Yom Tov itself, and they were koyver him either on Yom Tov or on Chol HaMoed, and now Yom Tov is over, and the person has to count 30 days, do I say that the days of the regular Oile Leminyan Shloshim, that after Yom Tov he only has 23 days, or does he have a full 30 days after regular? The regular didn't cut it short, because the regular did not find this person having started either Shiva or Shloshim before Yom Tov, because Nebuchadnezzar Nifter passed away on Yom Tov. So the person is going to have to go and be noheg both Shiva and Shloshim after Yom Tov. The question is, do you get the benefit of the Yemei HaRegel Oilin Loi? So he only has 23 days left and not 30 days left. L'menyin Shiva Loi Kimabayali Deloi Nohaga Mitzvah Shiva Beregel. You know why I'm not asking about Shiva? Because there is no evidence of Shiva at all, no minhagim that are reflective of Shiva during the regular. What would you normally do during Shiva, explains Rashi? Number one, you would normally not wear shoes. Regularly you wear the shoes. Normally you would sit on the ground. You don't sit on the ground. Normally you do kfiyas hamita, you turn the bed upside down. We don't do that today. But you don't do that during Yom Tov. So the Yom Tov looks totally devoid of any indication that this person is sitting Shiva. So that's why it makes sense that the Yom Tov is not Ole Leminyan Shiva, and you'd start the full Shiva after Yom Tov is over. However, the Gabi Shloshim, you do a lot of things during the Regel as you would do during Shloshim, such as the person doesn't go and take a haircut, as well as you're not allowed to go and do the laundry, and you're not allowed to go and do the ironing during the whole of Yom Tov. Ah, so you annoy Geshtiko Shloshim, not because of Shloshim, you annoy because of Yom Tov. Zokti Yomara, therefore I'm asking, maybe after Yom Tov, you already yaitse 7 days of not cutting hair, and not doing laundry, and things of that nature. So maybe just continue on another 23 days. Kigom Baile, Namin Yishloshim, Dekonoag, and Mitzah Shloshim, Beregel, Mai, Amalei, Oine, Oila. Unfortunately, it's not Oila, and therefore after Yom Tov is going to be over, you're going to have to start again from the beginning of Shloshim.
Shloshim, you have a Shiva first.
The Gemara says Shiva is not a shaila. Since there were no ways that you were mekayim shiva during the regular, no question that after yontav is over, you're going to have to start sitting a full shiva, according to our Gemara. The question is, do you also have to be noig a full shloishim, or do you get the benefit of a credit of 7 days because you were already noig, no haircutting and no hook? So it's Gemara Amalei, Eini Oila. No, unfortunately, just like you have to start the 7 days of shiva fresh, you're going to have to start the 30 days of shloishim fresh. And Mi'at Hashem to be continued tomorrow. The Atam Adekim Hashem Malekechem Chayim Kochem Hayoim. Have a good day, Rabbi Yisai. Barry, look forward to seeing you tomorrow back in good health. Maraj Rishkredish, everybody. We'll be starting a few minutes later whenever we finish davening Mi'at Hashem.
I do have a question.